You're tuned in to KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players. We need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
The bee's knees today.
Oh, well, bee's knees, elbows, knees and toes.
Yeah. That's a makata hiza ashi.
So glad to hear that. We want to say hi, welcome, and good luck to Jason from Eugene. Jason, how are you?
Excellent.
Well, it's very good to have you here. What do you like to get up to when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us?
Well, I mostly just read and walk.
Read and walk. Excellent. Well, I think that's good prep for the KLCC conundrum.
Two of my favorite things.
Yes.
Forrest. My middle name, in fact.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Forrest Reader Davis.
Forrest, let's play the conundrum.
Let's play it. So today we have X is Y. So I said B's knees. That's kind of the way we're going to do things here. So all the answers are going to be a possessive plus a thing.
Okay, nice. You got that, Jason?
Yeah, I think so.
Number one, it's an Oregon state park near Newport where the ocean washes into a hollow rock formation probably made when a sea cave's ceiling collapsed.
Is that Thor's Well?
No, but that would
good
work
answer
for the theme.
It's not the Sea Lion Caves?
No.
What's a good way to put this? It's where Lucifer could get a beverage.
Sure.
Oh, Hell's something?
It'd be the Devil's Punch Bowl.
The Devil's Punch Bowl,
yes.
Next, we got a celestial object associated with Mark Twain, the Norman conquest of England, and the defeat of Attila the Hun.
Wait, can you read that one again?
So it's a celestial object that is associated with Mark Twain. He said that he was born around the same time as this thing was there.
Yeah, it was a comet.
So it's someone's comet.
Someone's comet.
Is it Halley's?
Yeah, Halley's Comet.
Next, we got an island off the coast of Massachusetts, famous as a vacation destination, and a locus in the history of sign language.
A what in the history of sign language?
A locus.
Explain yourself, Forrest.
Yeah, well, sign language wasn't invented there exactly, but it was a place that is prominent in the history of sign language's development in the United States.
Is it Martha's Vineyard?
Oh, good. Excellent.
Yes. Next, Ben Stein taught us about tariffs in this 80s movie about playing
hooky. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
There we are. Next, a song written by Kenny Loggins about the birth of his brother's son.
I'm guessing it's not Welcome to the Danger Zone.
It is amazing to me that these two songs are by the same guy. I love it. It tickles me.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
No, it's Danny's song.
Danny's song, yeah.
Next, a principle attributed to a 14th century English philosopher and monk. All things being equal, go with the explanation that has the fewest assumptions.
Would that be Occam's razor?
Yes, good.
William of Occam. Name either of the two companies headquartered in Milwaukee, Oregon that make organic grain products. One specializes in flour, is entirely employee-owned. The other is known for their second chance employment initiative, hiring people with criminal histories.
Bob's Red Mill?
Yes, good. The other one is Dave's Killer Bread.
It sure is. I like their bread.
Yeah, it's killer, you might say.
One might say. The annual gastronomic contest held every year on the 4th of July in New York City has what official name?
Oh, it's like the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest?
Yeah, you got there. Yeah, when people ask me who my favorite athlete is, and I don't know why they would ask this question, I always
Joey Chestnut.
It's actually Randy Santel, who is another competitive eater. A 2000 Disney animated film featuring the voices of Eartha Kitt, David Spade, and John Goodman.
Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, excellent! Well, Jason, you flew right out of the danger zone there. You did great. So well, as a matter of fact, that we would like to send you a KLCC tote bag.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thanks so much for playing, Jason.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.